Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix, Katie walked in and she looked me right in the eye. Dead eye contact.
I did.
And she said, Jer, I think I'm an ugly friend.
I did. The ugly friend is what I said.
And I think I fired right back. I said, yep.
Yep. I'm glad you came to the conclusion on your own is what you said.
Certainly are.
And what I said is, you know, I've heard from a few people that women, we like to have people around us who are uglier than us so we look better. And I've never bought into that. I don't think ladies do that. And I was saying that along those lines because I was like, I actually think I might be the ugly friend if that's the case, because I went out to dinner with my friend Amy and I just can't get over how perfect she is all the time. Like, she is such like a perfect specimen when it comes to how she dresses, how she carries herself, her hair, the way she speaks, the way she treats other people. Like, she just nails everything all the time. And I was telling you, she's my sports friend. So she's my friend who loves the Denver Nuggets as much as I do. Like, we can shoot basketball topics back and forth like you wouldn't believe. So the other day we went out to dinner and she showed up in a plaid brown Michael Jordan sweater that just said Jordan across the front, right? And then she had on the baggy jeans that are super fashionable, and then blue sky-high pumps, so heels, that just
Dang.
Made her like 5 inches
taller.
She's
looking good.
She looks really good, and she's able Woo. To take any outfit and make it fashionable. And me, like, I don't dress like that. I feel like I still dress. I just don't. I'm so self-conscious of how clothes look on me. Like, I'm that person when I walk into a department store and see, like, a model, like a mannequin, and they mm-hmm. have the latest fashions on them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I could never make that work. I could never make that work. But my friend Amy, she just makes everything work.
Do you have a picture
all
of Amy?
The time. I can show you a picture of Amy.
Like, and to see what Amy looks
and
like.
And we were young moms together and stuff, too. So we just have so much in common, except this one thing where I am definitely a little bit homelier than her. Even in how we eat, like, she is so proper. We, you know, went to Hot Pot. And so, like, uh-huh. you have to have chopsticks and everything. And you're putting things into boiling broth and whatnot. And she is just so dainty with all of it. And I'm over here like,
Nom, nom, nom.
Like, I'm trying to use
Picking
chopsticks.
Picking up your bowl.
Like, my thing is, when I use chopsticks, sometimes one will just randomly fling across the room because I'm that
You're
bad.
Intense when you eat. And you're a slurper.
I'm intense when I eat. That is for sure. So I just, like, I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, huh, I wonder if she hangs out with me because I make her look better.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, that's
I'm
why
okay
I hang
with
out
that.
With you.
You know, I'm okay with that, though. I am, because I'm comfortable in who I am. Okay, guys?
Are you?
Okay.
Kind of. It's funny, because you came at me. You're like, you had this theory
yeah.
this morning that everybody's got, like, the homely friends.
Well, no. That's not my theory. I've
yeah,
heard the
I mean,
theory.
It was...
I've heard the theory.
All right,
I don't
make yourself
that.
Sound better.
No. I don't do that.
You said to me, you're like, I think everybody has an ugly friend that they hang out with so they look better.
No, that's not what I said. I said that there is
oh,
a theory
really?
I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. But if it is the case, I am the ugly friend. Like, because I don't do this. I don't hang out with people who are uglier than me. So
it would be
I
hard
look
to find
better.
Them.
Oh, gosh. Dang.
Solid burn.
Jeez.
I didn't know if I could laugh at that or not. I hesitated for a second.
Everybody's laughing right now. You know I'm
Everybody's
just joking.
Everybody's laughing
I'm
right
joking.
Now.
There's probably a couple people.
No, but I don't
people.
Do that. Like, all of my friends, they're my friends for nothing to do with their looks. Like, let's just put it that way. I'm friends with my friends because I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I pick friends.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of my, like, general friend group. There's a few people that I know if we're going out for the night, it's good for me. Not that I'm, like, on the prowl or anything, but it boosts your confidence because
okay.
you're like, yeah, I'm probably the best one in the group. And I think everybody's
Do you think people do that?
Got that. I do. Years ago, we even talked on the show, it was the whole pig in the twig theory, that a lot of women have... husky girlfriends that they like to hang out with that are more husky than them. So when then they go out, they are the skinny, beautiful one. And it was the pig and the twig theory. And that was going around on social for quite
I've
a while.
I've never heard that.
I've
yeah,
never
so
heard that either,
a lot of skinny girls will hang out with bigger girls. So they are essentially the prize when they go out, like, to the club and stuff. Like, if they know they're looking for a guy, they're going out on a Saturday, you're going to call your larger friends.
Huh.
Well, not that I would ever do that.
Well, and I'm just, like, racking my brain, because the last couple women that I've went out with, just us, like, I feel like they're better looking women than me. I do. I just, if I had to, like, grade each of us, I would probably grade them higher, just in the objective terms of beauty, right? Like,
right.
Objectively just grading people, I guess, if that's what we're doing right
well,
now.
We've
but
got eyes.
I know we do, but we've I'm just eyes. Saying, I just don't think that rings true for me. But I've heard this theory before that, you know, people, I don't think it's fair to just put it on women either, because you just said you do it.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like people.
If I were out in the dating world, I know like two or three of the guys that I hang out with that I would probably take with me. Although sometimes I think it backfires with guys, because if you're out with a couple dorky guys, it brings you down.
It does.
It doesn't work as well with guys, don't think.
You're graded on a curve for sure when you're out in a group like that. Yeah.
And it's so funny because I know a lot of my guy friends listen to the show, and I know all of them right now are like, hey, am I the dorky ugly one? I'm waiting for the text to roll
wait
in.
Wait a second.
And wait a minute.
Yes, Matt, you are.
Oh, jeez.
Calling him out by name, too.
Yeah. Hard-hitting stuff today on the
Big Show. We are here to help.
On the Big Show. We're helping all the ugly people out
there. With JKJ.
Tanisha had a funny observation, I guess. Hi, Tanisha. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, fellow you. Ugly friend here.
Yeah.
So, Katie, hello. We can go out totally.
Okay,
we'll
good.
We'll counterbalance each other.
We'll just cancel each other out. It's perfect.
If two totally. Uglies go out together?
Yeah, I think that's how it works,
no,
right?
You got to be careful, because a lot of time those restaurants will just close the door and not let you guys
shut
in.
Shut up. Jeremy, he's such a butthead.
Tanisha brought it up. So what are your thoughts on this?
So I think we just opened up a new market to bring in a bunch of money called the Ugly Friend Competition, where instead of competing, corporate America, let's make everybody so beautiful and plastic and amazing. Let's do the opposite and make everybody unbeautiful and open it to everybody and see how unbeautiful you
oh,
can make.
Oh, like
yourself.
An ugly fashion show.
The Ugly Duckling Darling. Yes. That's what
I
we'll
would
call
so
it.
Join a competition like that.
Yes.
Have a bunch of fugglies up there on stage.
It's our personalities that shine.
Best hunchback goes to Rebecca.
Yeah.
Now that is a competition I would have fun joining.
Yes.
And you can open it up at bars, call it Ugly Friend Friday.
Oh my God, you're all over this, Tanisha.
Really
I love
through.
This.
Yeah, I told you. Like, you guys unlocked a new market for me. I'm gonna go lock it down. I'm gonna go put down the domain names and everything.
Ugly,
you need to.
What would that be, like uglyfriends.com or damnimugly.com?
Uglyfriendfinder.com?
Yeah.
No, Busted Besties.
Yeah. You ugly.com?
There we go.
I want to MC that ugly pageant is what I want
to
do.
We need you to MC it because, yeah.
And instead, at the end, you don't get a trophy. You get a paper bag and you have to put it over your head.
Oh, no.
And you have to leave.
Yes.
That's
and
what
in
you
that paper
a gold
bag is
paper
filled
bag
with money
right over your head. Too
you
far?
Win!
Hey!
Yay!